Are you kidding? So, yeah.
So okay.
Wow.
Now, you know, everyone knows Patton as Spence
he
on
just
the
King outed him.
King of Queens, Monday, 8 o'clock, CBS, also Mad TV. Oh, my God. His television sort of
the credits are
pedigree.
They're crazy. Huge. Go to IMDb and sit a while.
Starsky and Hutch, Zoolander. Of course, Run, Ronnie, Run.
Of course, Run, Ronnie, Run.
And what'd you do on the Crank Yankers?
Oh, I was, you know what I was? An annoying morning radio DJ. Me and Jimmy Kimmel were this awful, awful morning duo called Boomer and the Nudge.
Oh, of
and,
course.
And Adam was great as our intern Donkey Boy, who would just make noises in the background. He was so funny. He's such an idiot. It was cracking me up.
That's the way morning radio is throughout the country, of course.
Oh, it's the worst. Hey, we got a fog hat, flapjack, snack attack happening down the road. Put it out, so come on down. Bring a plate, stack them high.
You know what's scary? Sometimes I'm sure you've had this experience. You do radio interviews around the country. Sometimes you run across that guy. It's like you think he's kidding.
Yeah.
But that guy lives out there.
It's bad enough when you have to actually physically be there on the show. It's even worse when you have to call in because then they'll drag you into some weird in-joke that you're not a part of. And like as they end, they'll go, hey, Pat, before we say goodbye, just answer yes or no. Do you like wombats? And you'll go, yeah. And they'll go, whoa. Like, what did I just agree to? It's always a nightmare.
Now, you're promoting your new DVD. Is that right? Is that the main promotional thing tonight? Okay, it's called
That's
No Reason
the only,
to Complain.
Otherwise, I'd be home watching Idol
I
right
figured
now.
As much. And otherwise, that came out on April 4th, No Reason to Complain. You're on a new tour also? Is that
just
true?
Finished a new tour through the Midwest. Started in Cleveland, ended in Chicago, went all through like Pittsburgh and Champaign and Lansing. It was really fun. Detroit. You know, that you ever see that movie RoboCop?
Yeah.
That movie's a documentary. I mean, if you've ever been to Detroit, because that's where RoboCop is set, it's the scariest city. And, and everyone talks about, oh, Detroit's really scary and horrible. It really is scary and horrible.
Parts of it, to be fair, parts of it.
Parts of it. I'm sure there are parts that are really, there's parts of Michigan that have got to be beautiful.
Speaking of travel, go ahead.
But, what? Like, Detroit, now when I see movies, like, set in the post-apocalyptic future, they're all wrong. They could just go to Detroit. You go, are you filming a movie filled with mutants and zombies and the world's been destroyed?
Come here.
Why not come to downtown Detroit? We literally don't have electricity. You can just shoot here. It'll look really scary.
Oh, my gosh.
You could save so much money.
Speaking of travel, I had an interesting travel experience today. I came up to San Luis Obispo and spoke at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Man. And I got to the airport and no ticket. The thing hadn't gone through or some craziness.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mostly, I want to say thank you to United Airlines. I had a great ticket counter woman who called the corporate office and crammed my ass onto a plane. I couldn't believe it. Normally, you get these steely-eyed folks behind you. Sorry, what are you going to do? You know, next. Like, I couldn't believe somebody actually helped me.
2.5 hours away. What are you flying for? It's a beautiful drive.
It's not 2 hours. It's more like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
It's a beautiful drive, but it's a bit of a drive.
Exactly. And I didn't have time. Anderson, by the way, I was ready to get my car and drive.
He's a busy doctor.
I was ready to get in my car and drive. Make no mistake about it. I was getting ready to go.
How long did it take you to get there flying when you had to get to the airport?
45 minutes.
An hour early?
No, it's a 45-minute flight. It's
really quick. But he did get a call. He got a call on the junkie phone at the last minute and had to go help a crack addict dry out. And that's what he does.
Speaking of junkie phone, let's go right to the line, shall we?
Yeah, let's go right to the line.
Okay. Here's Jessica. Jessica here with Pat Oswalt. What's happening? Oh, boy. Jessica?
Oh boy.
Yeah, this is really good.
Wow.
Jessica?
As Andy Kindler would say, we're off to a great stop.
Well, I'm actually kind of interested
Andy
in what's
Kindler.
Going on there.
What
Jessica?
We have to pay royalty fees if we keep this up.
What was that?
That was like a David Lynch film just called us.
All right, guys, the screeners, get on the line with her and see if you can call her out a little bit.
Well, by the way, now that we couldn't get Jessica, can I just send out a warning to our listeners?
Yeah.
My publicist is here. Her cell phone got hacked. Like, someone hacked into her cell phone and has been sending obscene text messages to everyone on her list.
Oh.
On her, like, going, come over and let's have hot sex. And
it's coming from her?
Coming from her phone.
Like. Yeah.
And she's been getting, like, messages back all day going, are you okay? Like, And she can't stop the messages from going out, so she just sent out...
Remember, Pat, she's a publisher. She may just be spinning what she's doing. You know what I'm saying?
That is true. That is true. And also, this may be a really weird, like, bizarre promotional idea.
Right. And then she's sort of spinning it as, I don't know. Right. I don't understand how this happened. Somebody just...
Come over for hot sex. And they come over, and she goes, you know what? I have a headache all of a sudden, but have you seen the new DVD from Patton Oswalt? No Reason to Complain. It's really amazing.
Right.
Well, why don't we watch that instead?
We'll just...
We'll have a cuddle party, and we'll watch some comedy.
And then she can go on air and have you say, I don't know where this is coming from. Somebody hijacked my phone. Anna, what's happening?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Patton. I love your stuff, by the way. You're so funny.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay, well, for like a year, I've used the assistance of a vibrator. And since I'm Catholic, I gave it up for Lent. So I haven't done it since, but every time I receive oral, it takes forever. And I want to know if it's ever going to go back to normal or if I'm just stuck like this.
Did it take forever before you used the vibrator?
No.
Good question.
Oh. So you think that using the vibrator has, like, upped your tolerance?
Yeah,
More than your primary question, I'm just so fascinated by this idea of giving up a vibrator for Lent.
I know. So,
it's just, I mean...
It was ruining me, I swear.
What do you mean?
Forever. And
well, wait a minute. Why did you have to... Giving up something for Lent usually means it's something bad and compulsive.
Yeah, the vibrator is good for you.
What was happening that scared you to the point you had to give it up for Lent?
Because, okay, what was happening, I would use it multiple times a night, like, a lot. And it ended up taking, like, very, very long periods of time before I would even, you know, orgasm with the vibrator.
Is it possible it wasn't so much the desensitization from the vibrator, but more that you've just sort of used up all your orgasmic function? You know what I'm saying? That you just sort of wore yourself out?
I don't know. That's what I'm worried about.
That's a pretty dire prognosis, so Dr. Drew. I think we got to help this girl get it back.
No, I don't mean wore it out. I don't mean wore it down to the point that it won't work anymore. I mean just sort of wore it out. That there's just sort of none left in her at the moment. I mean, no, I don't mean forever. And I mean, eventually you sort of pull it back. I mean, like, guys
Anna,
do this, too.
How many days of Lent are left?
No, Lent is way over. I'm giving it up forever now. Like,
oh, you didn't go right back to it?
Oh, wow.
I'm not going back to it. Like,
how long have you been off it?
I've been off of it. It sounds like I was on drugs. well, I've been off of the vibrator for about, I don't know, Lent ended in, like, April, so I'd say I was off it for, like, a little over, like, 2 months.
And no return.
Yeah. A lot of kids get hooked on the vibe.
I've not used it since. And,
can I ask, do you have a regular boyfriend?
Yes.
May I suggest that maybe he's not that good at oral sex?
Ah,
if he can't.
Good point.
This is like John Henry taking on the steam-powered tunnel digger. Like, he can't defeat the vibrator.
Well, that is an oblique reference.
Oh, come on. Teenage girls love old American folklore.
You're right, and I love that one, I got to admit.
here's the
thing. It was Mary Ann. Wasn't that the name of the...
Yeah.
I had a couple... guys before him, and it just didn't work with either of them. But no, the one I have now is amazing at it, and it's like I'm either holding back from it because I've trained myself to do so, or like I still can, and it's amazing when I do. It's just taking so long, and I feel really bad. But it's like I
how long?
Like tonight, it took a half hour.
Wow.
May I say one word?
Yes.
Sudoku. To start you doing those puzzles. You know, you got half an hour. You could do a couple of Sudoku puzzles. You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about just, like, you know, whipping out a Game Boy during it.
Here's the deal. Let's get down to the brass tacks here, which is that, Anna, yes, you can desensitize yourself, but it's really rare. Nice, Anna.
Where's the cough button? I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I do it all the time. Don't worry about it.
God.
That's why I love this show. Here's the deal. You can desensitize yourself, but it's rare to desensitize yourself to the point that you have permanent impairment. So it's going to come back. B, I wonder if it's just you're anxious about it and stuff, you're worried about it, and that's making you have more trouble.
I'm just wondering, because I did use it a lot. I seriously thought I was addicted, which is why I gave it up. Like,
It sounds like you were going down that path a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I was like, forget this, and I threw it away. I just put it in the garbage. It was pretty hard, but I got over it.
All right, you're gonna be fine, Ed. It's gonna be fine. Just relax.
Can you give me like a time period? Because I
give it 3 or 4 months, and make sure your boyfriend is. You know, take it slow and easy. Don't too much heat on it, and make sure you really care about the boyfriend you're with. And come on, it'll come.
How old are you?
She's 18, but we're going on.
Oh, you'll be fine.
She'll be fine. Elizabeth.
Hi. Okay, I've been with my boyfriend for 1.5 years, and his penis isn't very big, and it didn't bother
me. What's wrong with that? Why is that bad, Elizabeth? I'm sure he's a great guy. Maybe he's probably pretty funny.
Oh, okay. You know? No, too much information.
I'm just saying, if guys are really funny, it doesn't matter how small their penis is.
I'm just saying.
Should it be? saying. Anyway, go ahead.
We're talking about staying together for a long time now, and so I'm wondering if there are things that we can do, because he's not really into foreplay, and I'm wondering if there are certain positions we can do now to make that not such a problem, and then maybe if there are other things I can do, like long-term, like maybe exercise because he's not that athletic or something, to get his stamina up, because I'm concerned because I don't want it to be like this for a long time, and I really love.
Wait! I'm trying to read through Elizabeth. I'm trying to read between the lines here. So he's too small, and he's too quick.
Oh, he's not too quick. It's just that we don't do anything before.
Well, wait a minute.
You would like to.
Yeah, I would like a lot more foreplay.
What does that mean to you? With men, you got to be absolutely explicit about what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out is how to approach him about these subjects.
Here's what you do, Elizabeth. You say, hey, I know you're a man. I know you into certain things. I'm a female. It works differently. I need the following to be done in order to reach orgasm, to feel sexual. Guys, aim to please. Come on. Give him. But he doesn't know. His brain works differently than yours. His body works differently. He assumes, listen, so a young male, the vagina is an inside-out penis. That's really how he looks at it. Seriously. Yep. And so he does not know that you have sort of a different mechanism, and you've got to bring him along. He'll be fine. You've got to be
also,
explicit and directive.
Yeah, give him more credit. He might. Guys are really turned on when women are not that you have to be assertive, but if you lay it out explicitly, that can be a real turn on.
Absolutely.
And you probably
don't even know
yet. Like I bet if you said it to him, he might go, "Wow, nice."
And I don't know why women hold back on that. They're like, "Oh, I don't want to disappoint him. There's fragile ego." Look, he just wants to aim to please, and if he's off the mark, don't do it in the moment. That will not go over well.
Yeah.
But tell him, be really clear with him ahead of time and be playful about it, and it will be fine. But you need to be specific.
Okay.
You say foreplay, he thinks genital contact.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
No, it's not funny. It's how they think. The fact that you think differently, only you can... Oh, my God, what is this? Oh, hold on a second. I got to take this call. Swell?
Swell, indeed.
What's up, Swell?
Not much. Just a big pimping down here in Phoenix, Arizona, you know?
Yeah. Tell me about this special talent you have.
Well, not only can I put my nuts inside of myself, but I can also wiggle them. And I know, you know, usually men can kind of wiggle their penis, you know, from whatever muscle that is. But I also want to know if maybe I'm special. Wiggle, you know, like not really to the beat. Like,
trying to join the X-Men or something? What do you mean special?
Not really. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
No, hang on. You mean you can pull the landing gear up and down?
Yeah, more or less.
Like you're getting into a cold pool or something.
I got to kind of zen myself out, and then like I just focus, and I just be like, huh. It's kind of like abdominal.
I don't know if you're going to get you're not going to get a sitcom out of this, but I mean, it's
I like
a nice
the way you
skill
said it. It's kind of like the abominable testes.
Yeah.
it's abominable.
Really. Can't sumo wrestlers suck their testicles up into their bodies before they fight? Don't they do that?
No, I think they're already up there because they're so huge. That,
It's all, no, I actually read that somewhere that they do that.
See, but I heard...
Swell is living proof that it's...
really small genitals, and therefore I think like their genitals would probably just be completely out of the way with that big patch of fat.
You're right. The people with excess adipose tissue have high levels of circulating estrogen, and the testes and things can look, and also they can sort of be pulled up inside because they'll have fat coming around it. But here's the deal, Swell. You're living proof that it is possible, and it's called the cremasteric response. Those are the cremasteric muscles that surround the testes and bring the landing gear up. And it makes sense to me that some people would have some degree of volitional control over that. So your abominable testes are, just another incredible feat of nature.
I mean,
thank God you're fighting crime in Phoenix there as well.
Well, right on. Can I get gangster certification for this? Can you guys certify me as a true gangster for that?
Patton, go ahead. That's you.
I will. I'll call up Cool Whip and Flip Flap, and we'll get back to you, dude.
All right. This is Jennifer.
Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer. What's happening?
I was just wondering if it's normal or if there's something wrong with after every time I have sex that I get a headache. It's not not after every time, but sometimes afterwards I get a headache.
That's actually rather common. Sometimes yeah. That's migraine, and sometimes that's... Is it only after orgasm or after sex or just orgasm?
Probably after orgasm.
Yeah, the post-orgasm headaches. And believe it or not, it's something that should be seen by a doctor just to be sure. And I know it's kind of uncomfortable. Yeah, because sometimes it can be, you know, things that are more serious. Rarely. But you just want to be check it all out, make sure.
Because it's not all the time. And then it's also
you're
not
gonna, you're trying to convince
time that
me
orgasm.
That... What's that?
It's also not every single time that I orgasm. It's just certain times.
I know. And I can tell by the way you're sort of trying to talk me out of it that you're not going to do it. But it's a fact that, you know, these yes, post-orgasm headaches happen. They are sometimes migraineous, sometimes not. They sometimes can be treated with migraine medication. And sometimes it can be a sign of something a little more serious. And in that's the reason to have a doctor take a look at it, just to be sure. That's all.
He's a doctor, Jennifer. He told you to go
just
check
saying,
it out. Go check it
just
out.
Saying.
Go
no,
do
it's
it.
All right. It's going to be hard for you, I know. And your parents don't have to know. And, you know, it can be something private between you and the doctor, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's not going.
No. Nope.
All right. There you go.
Perky and doomed.
This is Angela.
Hello?
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hi.
You are on with Patton Oswalt. He is Spence.
Isn't that exciting?
Monday, 8 o'clock, CBS. Also, the new DVD, which I guess you can find out about on a cell phone near you or a pager.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
How's the information going on cell phones or emails or whatever?
Text messages are going out.
No Reason to Complain is the name of the DVD. Where was that recorded?
In New York.
Okay. And here you go, Angela.
I have a condition called neurally mediated hypotension, and it's been going on, Hello?
It's also called a vasovagal reaction, or they used to call in the old days swooning, when somebody just swoons.
And I've had it for, like, years, probably since I was 7 or 8, and I thought it was kind of normal, because I would do spots, and I was like, oh, spots are normal, and then the spots got bigger and bigger until I kind of, you know, blacked out. I was like, oh, I'm not sure that's normal.
What kind of a workup have you had for that? Did you have a cardiac workup? A heart workup?
I'm a martial artist.
Oh, boy. Did you have a cardiologist see you, a heart doctor?
You should,
because sometimes this can be caused by other heart defects, not just vasovagal reactions. Basically, it's your heart slows down to the point that the blood pressure of your brain drops out, and pow, you go down.
Although, Dr. Drew, fainting monkey style is very hard to defeat if she's mastered.
Monkey style? What does that mean?
Fainting monkey style.
What is that?
It's where the monkey kind of swoons in the middle of the fight, so you don't really know what to defend against.
Oh, nice.
You don't know if you've knocked her out or she's knocked herself out. It's
great strategy. I like that.
And she's probably one of the last people that actually can use it right now. So
cool. What is your question,
Angela?
Call me a
monkey.
No. What is your question?
Oh, my God.
It's Patton Oswalt. You know, what are you going to do? Angela, what's your question?
I was wondering, does it go away at all?
No. Well, yeah, here's the deal. Keep your volume up, drink lots of fluids. You can talk to the doctor about some medication that can actually correct this or make it less frequent. And be very careful when you bear down hard. If you bear down and lean down and then stand up all of a sudden, and or if you get sort of anxious or fearful, it can kind of happen then sometimes. Alexis?
Yes?
What's happening there?
Huh?
You're on the air with Patton Oswalt. What's your question?
Hi, Alexis.
My question is, okay, so I'm 23, and I just had my first kiss about 4 months ago.
Aww.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Anyway, so this is the boy I've only ever dated, and he's just such a sweetheart. Huh?
Why?
It's a life story how you like someone and they never like you back, and then somebody likes you, but you just don't like them back.
Are you a Mormon?
What?
Are you a Mormon?
Yes.
Patton, that wasn't actually me. That was Anderson dropping my voice in. But never fails. Never fails.
But, yeah.
Wait. Well, what's going on?
Alexis, nothing's going on. It's just that it's a little suspicious that you couldn't find somebody to date.
What do you mean?
I mean that by 23, most people have had a couple of dates.
Yeah.
And to say to blame it on I'm too picky is... Well, what did you say?
I just said it was one of those stories where, you know, everyone I liked never liked me back.
You're fat. That's called picky.
Okay.
Well, what's your question?
Well, I have a boyfriend right now. And I just feel like I constantly give, and he just never gives back.
You're young. Break up with him and date someone else.
Exactly.
Play the field, for God's sake.
Exactly.
No wonder you're giving and getting nothing back. You waited till you were 23 to have a kiss. If you're being that picky, you've slammed all the doors, all the options.
That is exactly right. And here's the problem, Lexis. You won't even have a discussion with us about why you're so picky to the point. Picky to the point you sabotage the ability to have relationships.
That's
why is that?
True.
If you don't look at that, nothing's going to change.
But see, here's the deal. This kid that I'm dating is someone that I would never have liked in high school.
That makes it all different then. Why didn't you say so?
Huh?
That means nothing to me, Alexis.
Yeah. Well,
the deal is, it's somebody who's mistreating you. You should end the relationship.
He's mistreating me at all. Like the thing.
You just said that you give and you don't get anything back.
Alexis is very troubling.
Wow.
Very troubling. Maybe you should talk to her. I'm losing my patience.
Yeah, man.
I
just don't know what her question is.
The question is how to make him be more giving, which is a retarded
question. Break up
question.
With him.
Yeah,
break up with him.
We're not talking
about him. Honestly, I don't want to sound callous. Break up with the dude, and he'll do anything you want. I know that sounds horrible, but that's how it works.
You know what? I've tried walking away so many times, but I just love him so much. I just want to be with him.
Then you can't be famous in your hometown till you leave. You got to leave. Let's go. Bye. No harm, no foul. I'm going to go just start seeing different people.
I agree. We got to take another break.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sorry.
What's that? You want to say? Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
I don't
know.
Good
Lord.
Here's the deal. She needs to look realistically at her behavior, which is that she has sabotaged her ability to have relationships. Whatever the reason is, I don't know. She needs to look at that. And it's not usually, it's not ever the case that somebody on the first relationship finds the person of their dreams. Relationships are about learning who you are with another person.
Yeah.
And if you don't give that an opportunity, and if you're not willing to leave relationships when people are not being right or good to you, then you're going to be stuck in a horrible relationship. New DVD is called No Reason to Complain. You can find out about it on your text messaging the phone soon, or any moment now. It came out April 4th. Also,
if you want to have sex with my publicist, make sure your phone is on.
That's right. And you know, of course, Patton Oswalt from The King of Queens. He is Spence, Monday night, 8 o'clock, CBS. And we're going to take a little break. Be right back. Patton Oswalt in here with us tonight. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. Patton, you having fun so far?
Yes. Fascinated at the decay of society.
We have some interesting ones coming for you, too. I got news for you.
I hope they all send me MySpace friend requests. I really do. Everyone that calls in, send me a request, and I will approve you.
Do you have a MySpace? Okay.
Yeah. Go to MySpace.
Patton Oswalt?
Patton Oswalt. Yep.
Oswalt, right? No D?
T as in Tom, not like the assassin.
Fair enough.
The alleged assassin, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I beg your pardon. Jenny.
Yes.
What's happening there?
No, Dr. Drew, I just want to say thanks for speaking at Cal Poly today.
Oh, my pleasure. A lot of fun. What a great, great campus.
Yeah, it was.
It is really beautiful up there, isn't it?
Really beautiful. Crazy.
Not always. You came on a great day, but it's usually beautiful, yes. We're lucky. So I was born with my right inner lobe of my vagina bigger than the other one. And so when I cross my right leg over my left leg, I can orgasm within, 2 minutes. And I was wondering if, you've heard that from anyone else, and, if you know...
I have heard of that rather commonly, but, but it's not... It doesn't have to do with the structure of your anatomy.
What is it, then?
It's just you. You orgasm easily. Some women can orgasm just by doing sit-ups. Some do it by crossing their legs. Yeah, that's a lucky few. But you're one of those people that does the leg-crossing thing, and What?
How come, during sex and stuff, I've only done it, twice during sex. I can't do it.
You need to kind of figure out how to recreate that same kind of experience.
Really?
Move around a little more, kind of adjust.
Honestly, mind game, because I feel like I couldn't do it with my left over my right even.
I know, and I understand that it's a certain position. You have to sort of bring that into the whole act.
Really?
And by the way, the difference in the labial sizes.
Has nothing to do with it?
Mm-mm. But there's surgeries for that. Just if you want to know, the surgeries for that, the laser surgery for that, they're really kind of elegant. But I don't think you shouldn't worry about it. I mean, guys don't care.
Is there a problem with it, or is it?
No problem. It's all good. Extra good.
And super good. By the way, don't risk losing your wonderful superpower that you have.
Right.
Again, we risk that. Are you kidding?
This is just a night of superheroes, you know. It's
exactly.
Great.
Exactly. Don't do it.
Mr. Cremasteric Testes, or what did he call himself? Mr. Elastic Scrotum?
I don't know. I think he's joining the Avengers.
All right, Jenny, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Jenny?
Okay.
Wow, lucky girl.
And happy, too. It's good.
My Joseph. Vagina does nothing. I don't care what I do with it.
And nor do your testy. You can't make them pop up and down.
My vagina, the one on my back, is useless.
Useless.
I absorb a twin in the womb. I shouldn't have done that.
Disgusting. Joseph.
Yes?
What's happening, buddy?
Not much. Just driving, actually.
You want to ask
back
us a question?
We called you and ask us a question.
You want me to ask my question?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah,
let's be creative.
Shot. Let's see what happens.
Well, I don't know if my girlfriend... I don't know. Do girls like it when the guy is shaved, or maybe a little landing strip? I don't know. I was just wondering, actually.
You're asking a couple guys for one thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask your girlfriend?
They like it if your girlfriend is a gay dude. Then they love that.
Well, all right. Are you guys shaved?
You're gay.
Oh yeah, yeah. I make a big habit of that. I shave my
pubes in the shape of Lenny Bruce's head.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I go for Howie Mandel.
All right. What if you didn't have a girlfriend? You keep it. How should you keep it?
What is happening right now, Dr. Drew? I'm really frightened for some reason.
I think this young man is bored and driving and somewhat serious about his question, but... here's the deal. Here's my basic philosophy on this question, which is that we require women to do an awful lot of grooming when it comes to hair, and we require very little of that for men. Now, there's a difference between grooming and shaving clean. And if you care to groom yourself, that's fine. Groom yourself. But going all the way to the Howie Mandel look, I'm not sure everyone sort of is on board with that. Is that about right, Patton, would you say?
Yeah, don't be street legal if you're a guy. That didn't, it only worked for G.G. Allen. And that was about it. Thank you.
It's true. Do you know who G.G. Allen is?
No, I'm trying to keep up with him. I can't. Who is that?
Explain it to him.
He was a punk
I'm sure all of our listeners know, though. I'm sure all
well,
of
he was
did.
A punk rocker that would go on stage naked, and he would defecate and roll around in it and throw it at the audience, and he was all shaved and
it was a Loveline caller.
Horrible. Yeah, it was. He was
a typical caller.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That's Spence giving us advice here. King of Queens, Monday night, 8 o'clock, CBS, good times.
It's like Gilligan telling you to shave. It's nice.
Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. We're keeping going on here. This is Eddie.
Hey.
Eddie, what's up, buddy?
I want to know how to make my girlfriend, orgasm, sooner, because it takes, 15, 20 minutes, and I don't know if that's regular or not. It's just me and her. And,
are you hiding in a drug dealer's warehouse right now or something?
I feel uncomfortable talking to Eddie. Eddie says here he's 15, and I think this is a bogus question.
Yeah, I think that's fake.
But go ahead. It just doesn't feel right to me. But go ahead, Patton. What do you do to help young ladies out? Not that young. By the way, not 15, you shouldn't be having sex with your girlfriend, by the way.
Well, he means how to get her to orgasm?
Yeah.
Well, because I don't want you guys getting pregnant when you're teenagers, because that just leads to more idiocy and more Creed fans. You should learn to give amazing oral sex, and that's easily done by both pressing on the triangular vaginal bone above the vagina, which think of that as the accelerator, and then also you stick your finger inside, and then you do a come here gesture with your finger. That rubs the G-spot, and then you also lick the clitoris, and boom, you're the hero of the smoking court.
Wow. That's Patton Oswalt, ladies and gentlemen.
God.
He's known now just not as a comedian.
Please, please, please don't have sex.
Because
your kids will be stupid.
DVD is called No Reason to Complain, and I guess after that little explanation, no one should have any reason to complain.
There's a bonus feature of how to lick the vagina on it.
Oh, my God.
Included.
New comedian. Stop it, Anderson. New Comedians of Comedy. Is that right? Is that the tour?
Yeah. Well, that tour just ended, and we're putting together another one in the summer.
And that and
later
going back
in the summer.
You'll be back to Detroit for that, yeah?
No. Yeah, no. Detroit in August is going to be magical.
Okay. Let's talk to Jason. What's happening, Jason?
Hey, how's it going? I'm a fan of King of the Queens, too, just to let you know.
Oh.
King of Queens.
Okay. No one has ever pronounced the show right. Don't worry about it. Okay. Ever.
Yeah. So you're going to be in Detroit. I'm from Detroit, so.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, dude.
But yeah, I know. Yeah. So my question is, okay, I'm 29. I thought it was going to change when I was 22, 23. It hasn't. It just seems like girls do not like nice guys, and I can't have any luck. I mean, I'm almost about to give up or just become a creep. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Well, are you outgoing? Are you in shape? Are you friendly to people?
Yeah, I'm very outgoing. I have a really personality that sticks out. I mean, I'm in good decent shape, nothing obese or anything like that, and not
right.
Better than an average looking guy. It's just that I don't have no problem meeting the girls, like talking to them. It's just when I call them, and after a couple of days, just find out maybe I'm just too nice of a guy. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I was wondering if the norm is being jerks these days.
No, stop thinking about that. That's foolish.
God.
I wonder if you were to talk to one of these women, what their perception would be of the reason that they lost interest in him. I guarantee you it has nothing to do with you being nice.
It's just not me. It's my friend, too. He's a nice guy, too. We're the only two guys that are single out of all our friends, and all our friends are the kind of guys that cheat, you know. Just they have that look that they cheat, you know. I don't know, but we're the only two guys left that are single, and we're the two nicest guys. Hmm. So, I mean...
Yeah, you know, I know this is going to sound kind of callous, but the minute you stop, right now it sounds like you want to be in a relationship so badly, and nothing is a bigger turnoff than the scent of need.
Oh, my
and
God, the stench
yeah,
of
yeah,
the,
I understand,
the
stench I understand
of it.
That too.
And the minute you become just more, in, like, what do you do? Like, what's your job? What's your career?
I'm a criminal justice major. I just graduated, so.
What do you want to do?
I'm trying to get probation work and stuff like that, so...
You know what you should do? Throw yourself into that right now. In other words, be excited and happy, not immersed, but excited and happy about your career, and that, I guarantee you, that will... When you are doing something that you love to do and you're meant to be doing it, there's nothing more attractive. Like, a lot of the times that I've hooked up with women, it's because I've been on stage... Because
it's a little different.
99% of the time in life, I'm horrible. I'm just clumsy and just awkward. But when I'm on stage, it's like that's the one time I'm kind of comfortable. So people are like, "Wow, I was never that attracted to you, and then I saw you on stage." It's like, yeah, because I'm supposed to be doing that. Like when you start doing what you're supposed to be doing, everything else will fall into place.
I actually agree with Patton. And the other thing, what's his name, Jason? Is do not be the guy who, you know, put yourself into the relationship. Do not be so pleasing. In other words, don't be like the guy who goes, "What do you want to do tonight, honey? I don't know. What do you want to do?" Just take the lead a little bit.
I mean, I'm like that. I'm outgoing and everything like that. Just, you don't think that has
outgoing, but what are your specific interests? Like, what do you love to do, even if you're doing it by yourself?
I play music.
Like what instrument?
A guitar.
And you like playing guitar?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, I mean, you know,
they
just...
They don't help me in the bars, though. I mean...
Well, maybe you're going to the wrong place to meet people.
Yeah.
That is the other thing. Don't meet many people in the bars. Go,
bars are the worst.
Find common interests and things. Yeah, you're just looking in the wrong places. And the kind of person you sort of have in your mind is not somebody that's going to be what you want. And it's going to be the person that's going to be going for the cheating a-hole. Marissa.
Yeah?
You're on the air with Patton Oswalt.
Okay, well, I was...
Hi, Marissa.
There's this guy at my school that just asked me out, and I was looking on his MySpace profile, and I found out that he was bi, and, like, I've kissed a few guys, and most of them weren't really good, but this guy was good, and I was wondering if, because he was bi, he was a better kisser.
Could be. Or maybe he's just a good kisser.
Right. Being bi has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And I also, wonder what he... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go
I
ahead.
Just wonder what he means by bi, whether he's confused or he's really bi or he's gay or what's going on here. There's a lot to be revealed, Marissa, about this guy. Be very careful. If he's confused, it can be a little bit of a tumultuous ride. You understand what I'm saying? If he likes boys, too, and then he's going to cheat on you with boys, and oh, boy.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah. And
just
so,
be clear
yeah,
about what you want.
There are other good kissers out there, I promise.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying break up with this guy necessarily, but I'm ask him to sort of step up a little bit and say, you know, say bye-bye to bisexual and hello to a committed relationship with you. How about that?
Okay.
Okay? All right.
There you go.
All right, Patton Oswalt, King of Queens,
I like that.
Monday
that
night.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was cute. 8
that
o'clock,
was really
CBS.
Nice.
Thank you. Spence on the King of Queens, or as our recent caller called it, the King of the Queens.
King of
New
the
DB
Queens.
Is called No Reason to Complain, came out April 4th. And, of course, check out IMDb if you want to see the crazy list of appearances that Patton has had.
Oh,
Starsky
boy.
And Hutch. Who'd you play on Starsky and Hutch?
They have a dance contest, and I'm the DJ when Starsky challenges the other
right.
guy to dance.
Awesome.
And I'm the guy, like, doing all the announcing.
Fantastic. Phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be back with more Patton Oswalt, more you after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Patton Oswalt in with us tonight. The comedian's comedian.
Yeah. And Dr.
Not
Drew,
really.
The doctor's doctor.
Ooh, nice. We'll be a great couple. But I mean it. It's not often that comedians give one another compliments, or you hear comedians giving another comedian compliments. I'm just saying, Anderson.
Mm.
It's just I don't get the pleasure of hearing that very often when people pull me aside and go, no, oh, my God, he is fantastic.
Oh.
So there you go.
Hey, Patton, you like wombats?
yeah. By the way, for that last segment, I got 21 MySpace friend requests.
Nice.
Just from that last segment. So go to MySpace.com, Patton Oswalt.
Hey, listeners, Loveline listeners, go to Patton Oswalt at MySpace,
yep.
PattonOswalt. And let's show them the real power of Loveline. 21.
Let's
give me a break. I want you to nail him with 1,000 friend requests.
Yeah.
Let's go.
1,000 by midnight. That's what we're shooting
No,
for.
Next half hour, 1,000. Mm. Break it down. Come on, here we go.
Here we
let's
go.
Let's talk to Aaron. The peanut butter and jelly time. Aaron.
Ooh.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Oh, this was an interesting call.
Hello,
there
hi.
You go. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, guys. So nice to talk to you. I'm a huge, huge fan of you both, and King Queens love the show.
Oh, thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, awesome. I watch it every day.
Nice.
Yeah, so
well,
my
not every day, is it?
To you, Dr. Drew.
It is now.
About a few months ago, my boyfriend and I, we were having sex, and I was laying down. My feet were, like, above, his, like, resting on his shoulders. And everything was fine and normal, and then all of a sudden, I totally lost feeling throughout my whole entire body. Like, I couldn't move my legs. I was, like, completely paralyzed for, like, 45 seconds to, like, maybe a minute. And the weird thing was, is like, I could speak, like, I could talk, and I could feel, like, the nerves in my mouth. Like, I could feel the skin resting on me, but it was just really, really strange, and I didn't know if maybe you had an explanation, because nothing like that has happened to me before or since then.
First of all, let me just say that's not something that I would mess around with. I would have a neurologist evaluate that.
I spoke with my woman, gynecologist, about it, and she just immediately said, she's like, you should go to a neurologist. It was and it was really, really scary. Like, I was crying. And
afterwards you cried.
Were
you doing any drugs or any medication?
No. I mean, like, I smoke weed, but nothing. Like, I'm on no medications. I'm a very healthy person. So.
No history of a seizure disorder or anything like that when you were growing up?
No. Mm-mm.
And did you, was there anything else? Like, were you sleep deprived, or was it late at night when you might be tired? Was there anything about that?
No, it was regular. It was probably, like, 9:30 at night. Like, my boyfriend, he was, like, out of town for the week, so he'd just gotten home. But, like, nothing crazy was going on in the bedroom. Like, it was nothing out of the ordinary. That's why it was so shocking. And then afterwards, like, when I stood up, like, you know, my legs were kind of weak and shaky, but...
And it included your, not just your neck and down, it included your facial muscles and face?
Yeah, it was weird because I could feel, like, through the nerves of my teeth, like, I could feel the skin resting on my mouth, you know what
but
I mean?
But you couldn't
or, like,
move them.
On my teeth.
But you couldn't move them.
But I couldn't, no, I could speak, I could talk, but I couldn't move my legs. I could move, like, my head and, like, you know, my neck, but other than that, like, I couldn't get up, and, you know, my boyfriend was freaked out. I was scared.
Right.
It
sounds like something happened in the cervical spinal cord. Either that or some sort of, like, you ever heard of a sleep terror where people wake up in the middle of the night and they feel frozen, like they can't move? That's
yeah,
a disturbance.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a disturbance of sleep, and they'll these hallucinosis. They'll believe like there's a devil lying on top of them, holding them still. This crazy stuff. That's all a brain event. Believe me.
Yeah.
And though you might be having a seizure that's inducing that kind of a reaction, but the fact that you were able to move your neck and your eyes and your mouth, that sort of thing, suggests that whatever was happening was not something like that, but something going on from the neck and down, meaning something in the cervical spine. Maybe you have a growth in there or something. You stretched your spine in a way that you've never done before, and if it hits the cord, you can actually bruise the cord and go paralyzed for a few minutes, and it will come back. And that sounds like what it was. Like you bruise your spinal cord. And to somebody your age to have that happen, if you were, you know, 60, you can have what's called spinal stenosis, and you can, you know, push your neck in a certain way and bang the cord, and you're in trouble. You get a few minutes of paralysis. But at your age, you really need to get an MRI to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Probably MRI of the neck, okay?
Boring.
This
is like a house episode.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, Aaron, so get that taken care of. It's something.
All right, well, I appreciate your time, guys. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Get her done.
Yeah, for sure. Nathan wants to talk to Patton. Nathan?
Hey, Patton.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Drew. How's it going?
Hey, Nathan, we're good.
I'm a big fan of the show, just want to say. And
thanks, man.
I was basically calling Patton to see two things. One, I've noticed a lot of in your comedy and stuff, and then some of your appearances and things, there's a lot of connections you have with David Cross and like Sarah Silverman and people like that. I'm just wondering does it just go back to Mr. Show, or does it go back further than that or anything?
Further than that, I mean, we were all, you know, stand-up comedians. We all kind of started at the same time, and even though we started in different cities, you know, you make friends with people, and I heard about Cross from a guy named Blank Patch, and, you know, I heard about Sarah through Dave, and when I would go to New York, and we were all in like very similar circles, and I was friends and fans with them for a very long time. So, you know, it started all because of stand up.
Awesome, yeah. And I wanted to know, are there any comedians now that you're really like into? Because I'm a big fan of you, and David Cross are probably my favorite comedians.
Oh wow,
right now.
Thank you.
Just great stuff, and wondering, is there anything that you really like right now that I might be missing, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if you've heard of, there's two comedians right now. Well, one, I'm sure you've heard of Dave Attell, is amazing.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
And Louis C.K. is probably also the other, like, best stand-up working right now.
Yeah, he's getting a show on HBO now.
Yes, he's amazing. Then there's Eugene Merman, out of New York, is unbelievable. He has a new album coming out. Maria Bamford.
Yeah.
Is great. Andy Kindler, I just did a show with him tonight here in L.A., is incredible. You should seek him out. People ask me this, and I always have a list in my head, and when they ask me, I blank.
I didn't notice there's intervention.
There's really young people in San Francisco coming up, especially a guy named Jasper Red and a guy named Brent Weinbach are both really, real. They haven't really broken big yet, but they are great.
Cool.
And, you know, I mean, where do you live?
Bay Area.
Oh, well,
Bay
then,
Area.
You know, go out to comedy clubs and you know, go see people.
Excellent.
And there's really good people out there. And you can usually see them for pretty cheap, so.
On to Detroit now. It's Shane. Yeah. Shane.
Or you could just sit at home and watch Wondershowsen.
And Wondershowsen is awesome.
What is that?
Oh, it's the funniest thing on TV.
What is
it? It's on Friday nights on MTV2. A friend of mine, Vernon Chapman, also an amazing stand-up. And I'm blanking on the other guy that does it. He used to be in a band called Mucka Ferguson, and it is the funniest thing on TV.
It's the show that I warned you about, Drew, to keep your
Wondershowsen. Oh,
and what is it?
Evil. I can't. It's evil Sesame Street. Evil,
okay.
Brilliant, funny Sesame Street.
Right. Well, we got to take another break. Patton Oswalt, Spence, King of Queen. Now with that bit of info, we're going to take a little break. The phone number is 1-800-WONDERSHOWSEN.
Wondershowsen.
Wondershowsen. 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Loveline. We'll be right back. We're back with more Loveline here. Patton Oswalt with us, thankfully.
Hi.
Yes, here we go.
86 requests, man.
That's weak.
I know.
Weak. We're going for, I want 1,000 before the top of the hour.
1,000 friend requests on my MySpace page. But MySpace. With some really interesting messages.
Like what?
Share. Some guy wants to know if having sex underwater will damage his girlfriend's vagina.
Mm. Yeah. Water's known to break vaginas, yeah. Yeah.
Saw what happened to Blaine, right?
Yeah, exactly. His vagina broke. David Blaine's vagina broke.
Nice.
Poor guy. And then there's just a lot of, like, shout-outs to you. People love you, man.
What? What's happening?
They love... No, I'm just saying all these messages, like, tell Dr. Drew, I'm a long-time listener, man. Give me a shout-out.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I love him.
Give him the sweat-out. They give him the shout-out with the specific name, though.
Who is it? But it's, like, all these weird,
Drew, don't
like,
start that, man.
Well, we're going to get 1,000
Not, like, not their real names. You know what I mean? No. It's like Poppin' Z or some weird... I was going through all these. Some guy said, if I say his name, he'll send me $5. He's in Sacramento, and I cannot remember. It's something Meyer, like Jeremy Meyer. I'm blanking because I don't have... I have, like, this old DOS computer. I got to run over and use the computer behind the console.
A DOS computer?
Yeah, this is, like, a War Games era computer where, like...
Oh, the one you... Oh, I see the one you're at there.
So
yes,
clanky,
course.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm sorry, dude. I blanked on your name when I ran back over here.
All right, we were having a discussion about nice guys and about that one guy that was complaining about nice guys getting dumped on, and now Carla wants to make a comment. Carla?
Yeah, it's Kyla, but that's okay. I'm used to
all
it.
All right. Oh, well done.
Sorry, Kyla.
Oh, no, it's cool. The guy that was talking about being a nice guy and he can't find a girl and blah, 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 I totally agree with what you guys were saying. But I also wanted to add that it takes a girl a long time to realize that she needs a nice guy.
I think you're right. I think that most girls go through a bad boy phase from about 18 to 22.
Yeah.
And it's the ones that don't get over that he shouldn't be interested in, frankly.
Right.
Because that's somebody who's got some issues still.
Exactly. Also, he should know that
if you're 30 looking for a bad guy still, then you're doomed. You're looking for a guy that's going to end up, you know, in a domestic abuse situation or something.
Right. You had the abusive alcoholic dad. Now you got to recreate that in your present life, and off you go.
Right. Exactly. By the way, when he is in his early 30s, he's going to have his pick because all these girls will have gotten out of these horrible relationships and are like, I want a nice.
Exactly.
They'll be fighting over him.
She's going to have all the guys on probation and parole that she was dating before, you know.
Words of wisdom, dude. If you're listening, stay nice.
This now is Jody. Jody, what's happening?
I have a question for you.
Good.
I make an excessive amount of lubrication and... We've tried to just clean up and try to, you know, reduce it before intercourse. Is there something I can do to maybe not make so much? Something I can take?
I like the way she refers, like, I manufacture, I make.
Oh, it feels that way.
If you remember the movie Lethal Weapon 2, just do it on plastic. And you're fine.
Well, that doesn't work so well. The problem is it stops the friction from my husband, so he has less enjoyment.
Are you talking about just at the time of orgasm or all throughout arousal?
The whole thing. You know what? I can make a ton of lube just looking at porn on the internet.
I can make lube. It's so funny.
How about she gets a sponge and just leaves it in?
Excuse me?
No, that won't do that because it's actually the glands that produce that are further downhill, downstream, that is. It is. Hey, Jody, here's the deal. Sometimes progesterone will dry things up a bit. And so getting on, like, Depo Provera or progesterone-dominant birth control pill may help with that kind of thing. But that's about all. Or maybe get a dry condom. That's another idea.
Okay.
Something that sort of... Is there... You guys fit okay anatomically?
Yeah.
You know, it's not that he's real, real small for you or anything?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry.
Have him wear a Ryan Seacrest mask. That will dry you up nicely. Don't you think?
Me like the Sahara Desert.
There you go.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Right, watch King of Queens in the background. Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez, that Spence character.
Sandpaper.
Except when he's on stage, then he's hot.
Then I'm really hot.
This is...
I can't believe I said that. Oh, God. But it is true. It's not that I look good. It's that I have the illusion of looking good because I'm doing what I want to do. Oh, God,
this is
shut up now.
We're going back to Detroit. This is Shane.
Hi. All to say is first off, Pat, I love the your stand up on Rock Against Bush.
Oh, thank you. Wow, my drunken rant. Thank you so much.
Can you give us a taste of that?
Try to imagine me with about 9 scotches in me that have been given to me by the audience, and then I talk about how Bush is going to bring about the apocalypse, which I kind of like.
Oof.
I don't think he wants to be the president. I think he wants to be the last president. Don't you get that feeling? Like he wants to bring about zombies and fight demons and.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Shane. Thank you very much. Do you have a question?
Got Bush.
Yeah. Well, all right. My boyfriend, he has this. I don't know. I never heard of it before. But he has this fetish of wanting me to pretend that I'm asleep while he has sex with me.
Uh-oh.
I'm
wondering if he's telling you sleep and he's thinking dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
But one time when he thought I was pretending when I was actually sleeping, and I woke up to the middle of him having sex with me, and now I'm afraid to even, like, sleep next to him.
Oh, this guy's all class.
Wow. This is like a great Three's Company episode.
You know, there is, interesting, God. There is sleep sex, guys. There is. I was working with a sleep disorder specialist the other day. I was talking about this, and people can do almost anything during these certain REM phases of sleep. And I've had this call a number of times in the show where people wake up, and their boyfriend's, like, having sex with them, and they don't remember afterwards, even. But it's not that, right? This is part of his whole sleep thing?
He was totally awake, and when he realized I was sleeping, he freaked out. He thought I was pretending. And, like, I don't know, now I have this huge phobia of sleeping next to him.
Nice. This is a relationship made in heaven. Well, what does he say now? I'll never do that. Let's stop this whole thing.
He hasn't asked for it ever again. He hasn't asked for anything.
Well, that's pretty good. Is he going to get over this or not?
I don't know. I think I just wanted to know, like, if you knew how long it would take for me to get over this, or if I need to go to a therapist to go over this.
It's a post-traumatic stress type reaction. Do you have other trauma issues?
I have a lot of trauma in my background.
All right, so that's why this is such a big deal for you. And sometimes if you have a lot of trauma in your childhood, a very limited or slightly inciting event will trigger a whole complete post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, things that, you know, you get in a little car accident and all of a sudden you're paralyzed by agoraphobia or fear or panic attacks. And this is that kind of a thing, so Shane. So, yes, merely because of your history, not because this guy did this to you, but with your history and the fact that you're becoming symptomatic now, yeah, I would get this evaluated, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, good luck.
Good luck, Shane.
All right, thanks.
Come back,
good
Shane.
Good times. Oh, back, great. Shane. Now my computer's locking up on me here. Anderson, will you put 4 on hold and go to line 1, please? And I'm going to reboot. Anderson, are you listening?
Hello.
Thank you.
Kyle's on. Sorry about that.
Hey Kyle.
Sorry.
Kyle, you're on the air.
Yep. Yo, what's up?
Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Well, I'll tell you what. All right, so I've been seeing this girl for about a month, and she's really cool and everything, but she's really hesitant about having, like, penetrative sex because she said that in the past with her boyfriends, it doesn't feel good. So she doesn't want to, like, she's really hesitant about it hurting. She just hurts unless it's, like, one finger.
How old is she?
She's going to be 22.
She's going to be 22, and so she can't have... Even like it's just kind of thing. Is she a very small person, or is she having? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, like she's pretty tight.
Well, there's something that women get called vaginismus, where they can get a spasm of the floor of the pelvic musculature, and they can hurt even to put a single finger in with those women sometimes. A, if she's a trauma survivor, it's more about the trauma issues and anxiety than it is anything else, and that would need to be treated. If it is just vaginismus isolated by itself, it's often or can be a spinal reflex. And gynecologists are sometimes equipped to sort of give you some suggestions how to deal with that. But it's not something you're probably likely to overcome. And it sounds like a trauma situation. Right there, Patton?
I want to pass a law where vaginismus can only be said by actor Ian McKellen. Because it would sound so cool.
That'd be great.
He said that.
That'd be great. I could stop saying it then. I just could drop in his voice saying it.
Yeah. Vaginismus.
Yeah. Casey.
I don't think I'm helping.
Hi.
Casey, there you are. What's happening?
Hi, Casey.
Well, see, this thing where, like, I'm a virgin, and I was tested with chlamydia, and I've never, like, gone down on anybody, and nobody else has gone down on me, and I was wondering how I got it.
Immaculate infection.
Immaculate infection. Well said, Anderson. Why were you even being tested?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, like, it's, like, I went to jail, and, like, they have to test you.
What'd you go to jail for?
Yeah, why'd you go to jail?
Well, I was framed for having a knife in school, but I won my case, so it doesn't matter.
Wow.
And but you spent time in jail?
Yeah, a month.
A month in jail because you were framed? Excuse me, Casey, but something is missing from this story.
Yeah,
Here's what happens to kids that carry knives to school. They're sent home, mm-hmm. not to a jail for a month. So right. what are we missing here?
Well, I went to court and they put me on house arrest. And, my mom kicked me out of the house. No,
why'd you go to court?
For the knife, because they called the cops.
We're missing something here, please, Casey. Yeah. What else is going on? You have previous arrest or something?
I was on probation at the time.
Thank
you. For what?
Thank you.
I was missing too much school.
Why were you missing
probation
too much
school? That's not legal probation, is it?
Yeah, because I got a couple of tickets.
For what?
For truancy.
For what?
Truancy.
Truancy.
Okay, Casey.
This is like peeling an onion.
Yeah, are you do you know where you are right now? I mean, can you, like...
Well, yeah, I'm starting to turn my life around in this thing.
Yeah, that's fine, but you need to sort of stay connected to reality.
Yeah.
You were on probation for things that are still unclear from what you're telling us.
Yeah, because if you're on school probation, that wouldn't affect you having a knife. It wouldn't wash... They don't connect to each other.
Right, so you had some legal probation, legal issues that you created through acting out, and then finally you got arrested for something more severe, and that ended you up in jail. You did all this, okay? This is your life. You're in control. You're in command, Casey. You're the one. No one else is. You are. Let's get it together, can we?
Yeah.
Did somebody rape you or anything when you were a little kid?
Actually, I've been molested a couple times.
Okay, well, that's where the chlamydia came from.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. It's not like you've never had sex. I understand you didn't want to have sex when you had with the dad or uncle or whoever it was. They had chlamydia. They gave it to you. It can sit in your tubes for years and you not know it. You need to take treatment. Please, Casey, stay connected to reality. If you don't, it's going to be a very, very painful life. It really is. Oh, my God.
Wow. Right? Wow. Yeah. That reminds me. I remember this girl I used to go out with years and years and years ago. She had an ex-boyfriend that calls her up in the middle of the night. And she's like, "What's wrong?" And he goes, "I'm in jail." And she's like, "For what?" And he goes, "Nothing. I'm in here for no reason." And then through the course of talking to him for half an hour, because the way he told the story was, she goes, "Well, where were you before you were in jail?" He goes, "I was at a Roy Rogers having dinner." Then she goes, "And what happened in the Roy Rogers?"
He
goes, "Nothing. I was sitting there." And then he goes, "The next thing I know, I'm surrounded by all these cops, and they're going, do you have a problem? Apparently the guy had a psychotic episode in this Roy Rogers and was talking to himself and was screaming at nothing.
Sure.
But the way his mind reorganized it, I'm in jail for no reason. And it took all night her talking to him to go, wait a minute, you went crazy in a Roy Rogers.
Right. And or people can have... If you can have fugue states, they can dissociate, and those dissociated states do all kinds of things. People murder sometimes in those states. But listen, we don't live in an irrational society. Things happen because of something you've done.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, God's sakes. Kelly.
Hello?
Hi, Kelly. You're on Pat and Oswald.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Dr. Drew, I heard you talk before about guys that, and I don't remember exactly what you said, but were not into butt sex and then all of a sudden started being interested in that. And my ex-boyfriend apparently wasn't into it at all. We met in church.
That doesn't mean he's not into it.
Yeah, exactly.
He was like, oh, that's awful. He would never want to do that. That's sodomy, not even with his wife, blah, 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 blah. And then we broke up, and as soon as we broke up, he became a totally different person and started asking me for anal sex, and that's all he wanted all the time. Text messages in the middle of the night, phone calls, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex. It was
there's something more than just the focus of these calls. He sounds like he's becoming manic or something.
Becoming what?
Hypomanic. He's getting manic. He's calling
you.
Well,
no, it wasn't all the time, but every time he would contact me, that's what he would want.
Did you ever do that with him?
No. I said I would.
No, that was your mistake.
Yeah. Right. Well, he came over because I wanted him to come over, and, you know, that was my bad. But we got to that point, and then he backed out. But he always talked about it even after that. What do you think, like, was he always wanting that, or is this
I suspect so. You've heard the aphorism or the statement that I think he doth protesteth too much. The fact that it was such a topic of discussion for him while you were in church already suggests there was something on his mind, but he was busily rejecting it. And, you know, and he now may have opened the door and off he goes.
Yeah. He also may have genuinely convinced himself he didn't want it.
Right.
But it was clear it was like a forbidden fruit situation, and once, you know, once that beast got out of the bag.
Yeah. So it was bizarre. He started asking for, like, you know, if I had any hot friends with huge tits that could play with us. Bizarre stuff. Like, he became a completely different person.
Kelly, there's something more going on here. I'm telling you, he's either doing drugs or he's getting bipolar. His bipolar is getting out of control. This is not...
Really?
Yes. I'm telling you, this is too... it's crazy. Too out of character.
Yeah.
Too far afield. And I mean, he's asking you things that are so... I mean, you barely have a relationship with him. You're sort of broken up.
No, we were engaged.
He was... Oh, I mean... I thought you said you broke up with him.
We broke up, yes, but I was going to marry him. I flew back east with him to meet his family. We were engaged to be married. Yeah.
I wonder if he's trying to freak you out.
After we broke up.
Wait a minute. I keep saying this. When you broke up is when he went berserk, right?
Yes.
All right, that's the point. Something happened. You were broken up. You're not with him, and he starts spiraling out of control. This is not something you have a conversation with somebody you're broken up with. It's so far out of, you know, reasonable.
God, yeah.
So, okay.
Broken up is broken up. Broken up is not... Thank God we broke up so we can talk about having anal sex.
And bring your hot friends in the bed with us. Weird. Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Hey, Betty. Betty, or caller who goes by Betty, yes.
Yes. My husband has caught me several times masturbating in my sleep. And I wanted to know if that was normal, because, like, we haven't had sex in, like, 2 months.
How come?
Because I'm being a surrogate mother. This is my first time, and a doctor's order is not to have sex.
Really?
What? Yeah, because, I don't know, they don't want me to get pregnant with my own baby. But I wanted to know if that was normal.
What? You're already pregnant. Why didn't they tell you to have sex and use birth control? Or use a condom kind of thing?
No, well, it's because I'm already pregnant, but they already... I don't know.
You can't get pregnant twice, Betty.
Yeah, you're already pregnant.
No, you can. I have heard of that.
But that's so rare. There's rare things I've heard of that. But
yeah, in Narnia, I think.
Yeah, the placenta produces so much progesterone that the ovaries don't function. That's why you don't continue to get pregnant. I'm wondering,
is that normal to masturbate in my sleep?
If anyone could, though, Betty sounds like the one that would get pregnant.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, that's
superhuman.
True.
Another superhero patent for you.
Exactly. Pregnant woman.
Yeah, it's incredible.
God, litter.
Master of the
Miss
uterus.
Miss litter.
So, Betty, yeah, of course it's normal to... I mean, to have a sleep arousal is normal, to have orgasm during your sleep, and some people, as a part of that... Again, during their REM sleep, will masturbate. That does happen.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything, okay?
Don't sleep on the bus.
All right. Let's get something for Pat here, girl.
Good
this
Lord.
Is Adam. Yeah, don't sleep in public. That wouldn't be too cool.
Yeah, that would be good.
Adam.
Hey.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, my question is for Patton.
Go ahead.
Hey, where does your best material come from?
It comes by accident. It comes from things pretty much going wrong. And it's either things going wrong or me trying to deal with boredom. And then, you know, I think that's where I get jokes. But, you know,
What's your favorite material right now? What is the stuff you like talking about the most?
The new stuff I'm really into is there's this movie I've become obsessed with called Deathbed. It's this awful movie. It was made in the 70s.
That?
It's about a bed. It's called Deathbed, the bed that eats people. And it's this bed that eats people. I'm not making
was it a
up.
Movie or a made for TV? A TV
it was
movie
a movie.
Of the week.
It was shot in 1977. It was never released until this year. They put it out on DVD.
They had so many crazy movie of the weeks. You know, Killdozer.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Bad Ronald.
Bad
and stuff
Ronald.
Like that.
Yes.
But no, this is a guy. This was a movie. It's about a bed and a demon's blood gets on it and it becomes evil and it starts eating people. So just like absurd stuff that you then just start to deconstruct. Like, wait a minute, a guy wrote this thing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't finish a script because I lose courage halfway through and go, this is awful. This is derivative right. crap. This guy thought up Deathbed and he finished it. Yeah. You know, so he was either at the typewriter every day going, this is awesome. You know, or worse yet, he had a moment of doubt and then he worked through it, which is even worse for me.
I got to tell you, the stuff in the 60s and 70s, I would love to have been a fly on the wall in some of the rooms when people pitch things. Here's one. Yeah. Now, bear with me.
Go ahead.
It's a wacky group of international soldiers in a concentration camp. Bear with me. They've got this crazy commandant. It'll be hysterical. And this goofy sergeant. Stay with me. It's hysterical. Uh-huh. The American, he leads a group of wacky, and they make fun of this. I mean, it's concentration camp, mind you. So the comedy antics ensue. The comedic potential concentration camp. Endless.
Laughing time is over.
Or another one. Here's another one. Okay, these astronauts, they land on an island, and they find a bottle, and it's a genie in the bottle.
Oh, my God.
They should have been laughed out of their studio. Like, what?
Here's a great idea for a comedy. This guy and this woman have three boys, and the wife gets killed. And then across town, there's this woman. She's married, and they have three daughters. And the husband gets killed.
Oh, it's awesome.
They're
so funny.
Dead. So then they start hooking up, and we know they got six kids. And keep in mind, the mom and the dad, they're both dead. Oh, my God. And then hilarity ensues.
Oh, it's so funny. Just bear with me. The opportunities are endless for humor. Who were the guys sitting across the table during those pitches? And why weren't the guys giving the pitches arrested on the spot?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's probably your right.
Yeah,
a blow across the table.
Hey, who told you about Deathbed Patton?
I just saw it on the internet. I was just, you know, noodling around, and then I could not stop thinking about this stupid movie, Deathbed. But again, the guy got it made. He pitched it to a guy. And anyone here in Hollywood knows when you sell a script, they will note you to death. They'll give you these notes that will make you want to hang yourself. And they'll go, on page two, she's eating peanuts. And then later, she's wearing a hat. Does that make sense? And you don't even know how to argue with him. And this guy was like, it's called Deathbed. And the guy was like, stop drilling, you hit oil. I'm sold. You had me a Deathbed.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is Patton Oswalt. He is Spence on King of Queens Monday, 8 o'clock CBS. It is the 8th season of King of Queens. Can you believe it?
The thing I'm most excited about now is I did some writing on the upcoming Borat movie that's coming out. You know, the Ali G, that character does Borat. And I went to a screening last month, and it was just him and me and Sacha Baron Cohen. We watched it in an editing bay together, and I was laughing so hard I thought I was going to throw up. Like, and you know, like, that's such a cliche expression. Like, I laughed so hard I thought I was going to, you know, like,
you actually
pass out. I was laughing so hard he had to stop it for a second so I could have some water and get my composure.
That's great.
There's a sequence in that movie. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll know when you see it where you will not believe what you're seeing. And it's real. And it's so funny. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. That whole movie.
Awesome. That's
it's
great.
Relentless. It's almost unpleasant how funny it is.
When's
you're
it
like
out?
Laughing. I think it comes out either later in the summer or in the fall.
Oh my
but
God.
It's like you're laughing too much. There's no room for air. It's ridiculous. It's so funny.
What's it called?
It's called the title is called Borat Does America. That's the working title, but it might get changed.
Okay.
But it's so funny.
And Comedy CD, Feeling Kinda Patton.
No,
yes.
The CD is Feeling Kind of Patent, and the DVD.
And the new one is No Reason to Complain.
Yeah.
The DVD is No Reason to Complain. Got it. Phone number here, 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Patton Oswalt. This is Drew.
Oswalt.
More you.
Aswalt.
Whatever.
Yeah,
we'll be right back. That's right. It is Loveline. Patton Oswalt in here with us tonight. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, Drew, you've got some serious MySpace fans out there. These kids love you, man.
Are we up to 1,000?
We're close. That last one was pretty weak. It was like 44.
What?
That was. I know. I it's weak.
All right. So what Patton's talking about is he's on his MySpace. It's MySpace. Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
And Oswald, and we're trying to get 1,000 new My Friend requests. Or what do you call it, My Friend?
Yeah, I mean, total we're up to like 250, but I want like 1,000 requests.
Week.
So weak, yeah. It's
but
weak.
I do, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate the shout-out, so I do, so thank
but
you.
You've helped a lot of kids through a lot of stuff, and if Cole is listening, I cannot help you with your yard work, although I would say... Don't do your yard work for your parents because that you're depriving a Mexican of a job. Like, don't
or,
do
or
it
them
make
the
them
opportunity.
Hire.
Also, them the opportunity to get some exercise.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, don't
so
do
this
that,
is
Cole. Thank you,
Susie. What's up, Susie?
Susie.
Caller who goes by Susie. She's listening to the radio, waiting for us to get.
Oh,
she's gone.
Susie. Wow.
She's gone. Let's take her.
She was a Mexican
question. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Roy.
She's angry.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
Here we are.
Hi, Roy.
Patton, you are the man. Dr. Drew, I love you. Just had a quick question about the Comedians of Comedy.
Yeah.
The tour you're doing, by the way, DirecTV listed it as Mad TV, which is kind of sad on the guide. imagine
nice.
My chagrin. Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you going to do another one of those?
Yeah, we just finished one through the Midwest. We're going to try to do the West Coast or the East Coast later in the fall. We're going to decide that this month.
Cool. Well, it was great. You're awesome. Anyone can do 15 minutes on pause. That's the first time I ever saw you. It was great.
Oh, thanks,
and,
man.
Dr. Drew, keep doing what you do, bro.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Late.
Yeah.
Thanks,
this
guys.
This is Dan.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
Hey.
Hey.
You're on the air with Patton Oswalt.
What's that?
You're on the air, buddy. Let's go.
What's your question?
My question is... Say you meet a girl, it doesn't matter, any girl. and she claims she just wants to be friends. I don't understand that whole situation there.
India.
Yeah, she's not attracted to you. Find a girl that's attracted to you.
Why I don't understand though, because I mean if I was a girl I wouldn't want to be if I see a dude, or whatnot. I mean, this is just scenario, but either you want to bone him or you don't.
Yeah, that's
why
she said
they don't. Yeah, they don't want to bone you, Dan.
Yeah, that's why they said they want to be friends.
I don't. Yeah,
that's code, Dan. That's code for I'm not into you. Okay,
yeah,
God,
I'm not attracted. Good Lord.
And they don't really want to be friends either.
Yeah,
right.
Probably.
That's just code for I'm not into you. It's all right. Not everyone's going to be into you, Dan. It's all right.
Do you want to sleep with every girl you meet?
Well, of course. Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, go high five yourself. And crack a Woody. I just made that up. I don't even know what that means. Yeah, dude.
All right,
man.
All right, very good.
Take her easy, but if it's easy, don't take it. You know what I mean, man? Yeah. All right, dude.
Yeah.
Hello?
There's your voice there.
Wow. Yeah.
Leanne.
Yeah.
There we are. What's happening?
Yeah.
Wait, first of all, wait, Leanne.
Yeah.
Turn your radio off.
Turn your radio off.
Okay, hold on.
All right, we'll hold. No problem.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Okay. It's 2006.
Yeah.
They don't know not to. Hi.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to make this quick as I'm on the line. Yeah, I was wondering.
What? You have to make it quick with the national radio show because somebody's holding for you on the other line?
Okay, it's my dad's boss.
What's he doing calling you in the middle of the night?
What is going on?
Hey, I'm the one on the phone. Shut up and listen.
What? Good Lord.
No way.
I like her. What are you doing?
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Let's try. Leanne?
All right. Here we go.
Okay. You passed the Anderson muster test, so here we go.
Go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go. Yeah, go.
Okay, I'm going. My friend, I'd go over to his house to hang out with his sister in her room, and we'd listen to you guys all the time. And I'd go in the kitchen to get something to drink, and he'd, like, come over there, push me up against the counter, and start, like, doing me with my clothes on, and it hurt, down there.
Wait, you mean he tried to rape you?
Well, not like that. I mean, I didn't care because, I mean, he was like my friend and I really didn't bother me.
It should bother you if a young male comes up and tries to hump you.
Okay, he's like my best.
I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter. This is not okay.
I know this sounds crazy, but friends don't rape. You know what I mean?
How dare you, Patton? How dare you? He's just my friend.
All right, okay, that's true, yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't sound like much of a friend if he's... I'm sorry, but that sounds like rape.
You're so funny, Patton. You really are a good comedian.
I'm pretty kooky. I'm
that's
pretty
hysterical
wacky.
Stuff.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was being Spence there for a second.
Leanne, what would you like us to do for you? What can we do to help?
I think you already did it. Make me laugh.
About rape.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
That is Spence's catchphrase, by the way. That sounds like rape. That's my catchphrase
that's
on the show
test,
if you watch
Patton.
King of Queens.
If you can make rape funny, you can make anything funny.
Good. That is George. True. I just, oh my God, I just made rape funny. That is. I hope that's getting recorded.
George.
Thank you.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, first of all, I love you guys' show.
I think he's calling from Leanne's house, Drew.
I think you could be right. What's up there, George?
I'm 13, and, I go to a lot of parties, and I'm, really socially active, and, I have kind of a, I'm not really blessed down there at the moment, so, a lot of girls, they come on to me, and, I get really close to them, and, you know, we, hook up, but then, once they start, trying to go down there, I get, too nervous.
Good. Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, but,
13, slow down, buddy. Slow it down.
You have so many years ahead of you. Just take it easy.
Yeah, I have a crystal ball, and it's getting hazy. I don't like the direction you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I'm not a bad kid or anything. I just...
Yeah, well, you may end up one, not in the too-distant future. Just slow it down, buddy. Slow it down.
Three words.
Socializing.
Yeah, World of Warcraft. Get into it for a while.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, World of Warcraft.
Is that a video game?
Yes, it's
what's
a
the other
style.
One? There's another one that...
That one, Halo, if you're playing with, 16 friends online, is pretty amazing.
But there's that other war one. What's that called?
Yeah, I don't know. There's some crazy online thing that apparently,
Medal of Honor. Life. Medal of Honor.
Medal
awesome.
Of Honor.
Yeah. Phil.
Oh, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, how's it going, dude? I pretty much know what the answer to this is going to be. I just want to know if you've heard of anything like this. The factors involved are alcohol and marijuana, and when I consume them in large amounts simultaneously, I will, let's say, pass out. And then, anywhere from 2 hours to 4 hours after that, I am informed. I will get up, wander, stumble to some place nearby, unzip my pants and pee on something, and then zip up, go back to where I was, and pass out again.
Good times.
Yeah. Sort of narco-urination situation.
Yeah, listen, it's just a disorder of sleep induced by drugs, and I had said earlier in the show, during REM sleep, you can basically act out your dreams. Almost anything, you can do almost anything. You can go drive a car. I mean, that's basically what happened to Patrick Kennedy. He was in a fugue state and drove his car. And I had a friend in college that got up. You know, in back in the day, you didn't have things like MP3 players and things were not as compact. You'd bring your stereo to college and you'd have to bring...
Happened to him?
Hang on. You had to bring a turntable. You ever heard of a record player? Pat, certainly you lived in the time of record players.
Remember a time.
And record players would have a dust cover on top of it. And I had a friend who, you'd stack your stereo equipment with the turntable on the top. And a friend of mine got up in the middle of the night, lifted up the dust cover as though it were the seat of a toilet, and peed all over his stereo equipment. Similar thing, drug and alcohol related. And that is something that happens. That's it.
I've been doing it since I was 7, though, before drugs and alcohol were involved. My dad said he watched me get up, circumnavigate the living room, avoiding a couch and a table, and then just walk into the bathroom but pee on the wall, with my eyes closed.
As I said, you can do just about anything in sleep, and people do. And urinating is one of those. Obviously, it motivates you to get up and move because you have to pee, and you don't quite wake up. Roy.
Hey,
Roy.
Hey, quick question. He said he just stated on he plays World of Warcraft.
He said that?
Well, I was wondering if you do play.
Patton, you mean? Patton,
no, I was just giving him advice to play. I know what would happen if I started playing it. You know, that's just it's another heroin that I don't need in my life right now with all my other addictions.
Well, heroin is heroin enough, let's be fair.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you don't need
I wonder if there's heroin addicts that play World of Warcraft.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
that would be you. You'd have another heroin.
All right, thanks.
Roy. All right, buddy. Roy.
God, he sounded so sad.
You got a girlfriend, Roy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do? No way.
Does she play with you?
No. I quit that like 2 months ago. Yeah.
His girlfriend's name rhymes with World of Borecraft.
But it's an interesting point here. When guys get girlfriends, suddenly the video games fade.
Yeah, the scores don't quite peak.
Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Patton Oswalt's new DVD is called No Reason to Complain.
Yes.
The old CD, Feeling Kind of Patton, which I think we were promoting last time you were up.
Yep.
The show is King of Queens, now in its eighth season, Monday, 8 o'clock, CBS. He is Spence on, as one of our callers just called it, the King of the Queens.
King of the Queens.
Also, many, many, many movie appearances. Stars Kate Hutch. Calendar Girls, of course. Zoolander.
Failure to Launch.
Excellent. Yes. Of course, Man on the Moon. Mm-hmm. And Man Show, Crank Anchors, Rio 911, et cetera. Seinfeld.
Kim Possible.
Oh, Seinfeld.
Oh,
nice.
Great.
Oh, Kim Possible. Yes, I don't have that one. It's awesome.
Great.
Okay, give us a call. More Patton, more you, more me after this. Back with Patton Oswalt on Loveline. DVD is No Reason to Complain. And do you have another tour coming out? You just did the new Comedians of Comedy, right?
Just did that. I'm taking a little break from the road so I can write some new stuff. Because people are actually coming out to see me for the first time in my career. But
it's
nice. Frustrating because I want to do like new stuff for them because they all like have the CD and they like it, which is great. But you know, I don't want to go, here's stuff you've heard before, because...
Doesn't the road give you a chance, though, to, like, write? Because there's just so much downtime.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially because... And also because there's just stuff happening that you have to react to. Right. I saw... By the way, I witnessed the dumbest conversation I've ever seen in my life.
On this show?
Driving.
Tonight?
No, it was... we were driving from Michigan to Kentucky, and I saw a guy at a Burger King. He had bought a chicken salad, and he was asking the cashier, do you guys have honey mustard dressing? And she said, we do. It's for the chicken strips. And he went, then I'll just get ranch.
Oh.
So it's like the two dumbest people not able to help each other out. I felt so bad for them. And I also asked them not to have kids.
So, well done.
By the way, EverQuest.
Yes.
EverQuest is the other big game, according to a message I just got on MySpace.
EverQuest. We got up towards 1,000 there?
Yes, we are. We're close to about 50 away.
All right. Well, just a big round of applause for the Loveline listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Thank you for showing Pat a little love. I'm impressed.
And thanks for showing Dr. Drew all the love. They really love you, man.
Well, that's very kind.
And there's a young psychiatrist in training named Alex who gives his props, a young ninja, I guess, who will someday challenge you in the psychiatric temple.
Oh, my goodness. Here is Houston. Oh, no, I beg your pardon. This is Houston. Is that your name?
It's Houston, yeah.
Yeah, what's happening?
I my girlfriend, she's Pakistani, and I'm white, and my mom, like, dislikes her a lot because...
Why?
Because she can't tell her parents about me because of, you know, cultural reasons. Because they'll ship her back to wherever, have her married, you know, all that. Hold on a second.
Okay. She can't tell her parents about you, but it's your mom that doesn't like her?
Right.
And why doesn't your mom like her?
That's what I can't figure out, is because I'm not sure if it's... Because my mom's real big into tarot cards, and she believes them all, you know.
Oh,
all
boy.
That garbage, and it kind of gets interferes, and nobody can really... Not even my own dad. My mom and dad are separated, and not even my own dad can understand why she's so involved in... But
what does her being Pakistani have to do with the tarot cards?
Well,
like, is there a Pakistani tarot card that she laid down and then there was, like, death next to it or something like that, or?
Well, I don't understand the tarot cards, so I can answer that question for you.
Oh.
But she reads them, and whatever it tells her says, I don't know what it tells her, it says, maybe.
Hey, Houston, did you understand that joke about the honey mustard dressing and the ranch dressing?
No.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
Tell him, Patton.
No, there's no way.
No, tell them not to have children.
Yeah, please don't have kids, dude.
Yeah, hey, when your mom's reading the tarot cards, does she ever look up at you all seriously and say, Houston, we have a problem?
No, she's never said that.
Do you get that joke?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, good. You know, I don't know what to tell you, Houston, except it's tough to have parents that aren't reasonable. It's tough to do things against their wishes. But when you're in the right and when you care about somebody, you got to assert yourself a little bit and take some risk. I don't know. I just don't know what else to say, except if you like your girlfriend, you should just hang out with her. And just I don't know what to do with her parents, which I actually think would be a little more problematic.
Right.
If they send her away to get married. But there you go. Eric.
Yeah?
What's happening, Eric?
Hi, Eric.
Hey, all right, so here's the thing. I just broke up with my 17-year-old girlfriend after, like, a year and a half.
How old are you?
There's He's 17. There's a 23-year-old that I hooked up with, and, you know, we smashed around. And so now, the 22-year-old kind of looking for, like, a serious relationship type thing, you know, and I'm only 17, so I don't really know how to tell you, like, that was just that one night that I wanted to mess around.
Just mention your age. I think that'll get the point across.
Yeah, she knows my age, though. She knows all them.
I know, but emphasize. Are you going away to college or anything? Oh, dare I ask.
I'm staying in the area, though.
And what's she doing now?
I think she's just working and going to school.
Okay. I don't. What do you want us to say, Eric? Yeah. I don't know what to say except that you're not in a relationship and just be straightforward with it. It's all you can do.
All right. Well, I just wasn't sure if I should be easy on her or, you know.
Be nice, for God's sake.
Yeah, don't be cruel. I would certainly not be cruel, but I would also be direct because it sounds like she may be sort of, you know, somebody that could get that attached to a 17-year-old after a one-night stand may not be
weird.
Firing on all pistons.
Right.
Pavel?
Yeah.
Pavel.
Yeah, how you doing?
This guy, Anderson, just to tip Patton off, Pavel calls in once in a while.
Oh, okay.
Usually asks about what compounds are found in amino acids and proteins. But go ahead. Go ahead, Pavel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, are you the one from the King of Queens?
Yep, it's me.
Yeah, are you doing, like, in the, have you been, like, in were you, like, golfing in the range or something?
The what?
Golfing in the range. Have you ever been golfing in the range, Patton?
No, I've never been golfing in the range. I'm not sure how you would do that, but I'm sure I haven't done it.
Pavel, describe to me where you are right now.
What do you mean?
Like, are you in an apartment? Are you in a jail?
I'm in an apartment.
Is your apartment? Own?
I am in an apartment.
Is it your own? Is it your own or your family's?
Yeah.
And what do you do all day?
What it means.
Do you go to school?
Yeah.
And do you have friends?
I don't have them. I don't really have friends.
Don't have friends. Are you new to this country?
I live here 8 years, though, yeah.
8 years. From where?
You've been here 8 years from where?
From Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, I just kind of broaden out a bit. Get some more friends going. I really think it would be a good idea. Chris?
For one, I got to say, Patton, you're a god with my family. I swear to God. It's hilarious. And,
thank you.
Just on the King of Queens or what? Where do you guys enjoy Patton?
Oh, Patton. Patton's hilarious when he does the stand-up. It's the funniest thing. But, Dr. Drew, I need to talk to you about a serious issue here. Is around my birthday every year, since I've probably been 7, I tend to get very depressed. And
why?
I don't know. I guess at a younger age, I come to realize that maybe there's not all that out there for me, you know, and that depresses me, and it brings down my relationships. It brings down the
relationships. What limits your horizon so much? Why is there so much less for you, and why are you aware of it around your birthdays?
Because it just comes to me. I mean, for example, yesterday, no one just the little things like I'm so sorry, Drew, Dr. But I used to work with people that had depression, and I used to also try to be a firefighter, and I used to work on the back of an ambulance. So I had first experience on all of this, and I was able to help them, but I'm not able to help myself.
All right. Yes, with depression, oftentimes you need to have somebody like you were yourself, helping you. You can't pull yourself out of these things on your own. And if you're concerned, and certainly if you're having sort of suicidal thought, that's a sign of how profound the depressions are. You should seek some assistance with that. There's something going on. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, therapists go to therapy. They see other therapists.
Absolutely. Yep. We got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, here we are. That's it for Loveline. Patton Oswalt, thank you, thank you.
We did it, Dr. Drew. We
Thousand?
Did it. Woohoo! Oh, I mean, we helped kids. And we got 1,000. We got it.
That was my home invitation.
Fantastic.
Woohoo! All right, Patton, you know him as Spence on King of Queens. That's Monday at Fox CBS. And DVD is No Reason to Complain. Please go out and get that or go online. You can probably get that at Amazon or any other place too, right? Get it.
You
support
can go to Amazon. Go to PattonOswalt.com. It's all there.
Patton Oswalt, can you get it on your, you can't get it at the MySpace. But you can find out about it.
I should put there's a link there. I gotta update my MySpace page.
That's a beautiful
I'll do that
thing.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Patton. We'll see you again soon. And this is Dr. Drew saying good night and stay well.
Oh my God, good. I just made rape funny. I hope that's getting recorded.